Very good. So how many of you practice breathing exercises like this at home? So I highly recommend it. It's like those swimming tests you would give yourself as a kid. How many? Can I swim across the pool in one breath? You know, oh no, it takes me two. Okay, but now three, a week and a half later, oh, I can do it in one breath. These are the kind of exercises. This develops lung capacity. Lung capacity is a direct function of your ability to sing. Okay? So these are simple exercises that you can practice on your own. Just how many seconds can I maintain this thing? And as you practice it, the time that you can maintain it will get longer. And the same thing, moving it to tone, the time that you'll be able to sustain that tone in a clear way. First, it might be a little bit breathy, but warning you that when it's breathy, that means you're using too much air, which means you'll run out. So this is also a very good way to check yourself about singing on the core tone, because you want it to be as centered a tone and not breathy as possible in order to maintain that breath for as long as possible, right? All right, so just thinking about that, I want to do it one last time. And I use the tss and the nice closed vowel, because as soon as you go to ah, it makes you want to let all the gas out at the same time. Okay, all right, we'll try it one more time again on the E natural. That's good. And so on the tss, you're not retaking the breath. It's a single breath, small releases, and then one sustained release. Okay, so blow all your air out, release here. Keep it expanded here. Keep it expanded. Keep it expanded. Keep it expanded. Don't let it collapse. Lift up, that'll give you more space. Keep it expanded. Keep it expanded. Keep it expanded. Think about those intercostal muscles. Keep it expanded. Expand, 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 expand. Good. 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 Great. Okay. So I see lots of people shaking their heads and, oh my, yes, you too can do this. It takes very little time each day to practice this. You can practice this in your shower daily. I recommend it. All right. So can we please run through the foray? Please stand. And what I want to do is mix you up. Yes, a little cross fertilization here. Singing your same part?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. If you are, move one step down. Here. is going to be, we're going to try as hard as possible to read all the way through. Crescendo happens after you start the fourth beat. The fourth beat is not soft. It's the downbeat of the next bar that's soft. Okay? All right, can we play one before F? And...
Thank you.
like the close of the to the end. And then release. Very nice, very nice. Woo! That's going to be exciting. I didn't do the slow down. I've done that before, but I just don't want you to get in the habit of it because I don't know if that's what he's going to do. He'll be here on the 19th. mantra sustains. This piece isn't over, please, ladies and gentlemen. The talking. Orchestra sustains. Then the piece is over. Please make sure that you're not moving around because you've stopped singing. Okay? The music is going on. On Saturday, no sopranos, that on page 24, the S goes on the eighth rest. And on page 25, same thing, goes on the rest. Same thing on page 26. And, yeah, it's on 2.5 for everyone. Where it's written, okay? I was convinced that it was possible. Can we start at the top of 28, please? So that you can have one breath for the next phrase. Please mark, because it's not happening yet. One after letter D, you have the word I in, and I'm looking at your mouths and saying you say in. And it's a much more closed vowel than that. It's in. Let's start rehearsal D, please. Nice long breath, no hitch breaths. Two, breathe. Until we get to rehearsal D. One more time. Rehearsal E. One more time. D. Okay, and do the one where it's printed at the bottom of the page, too. Here, nice support. Ready for this athletic activity. And breathe.
Thank you.
one person that wiggles that music is the one that everybody's going to look at, and then the music is broken. Please, stay with it, even in rehearsal, because this is a thing that you have to practice. All right, we'll pass this by. I don't say these things to be dogmatic. I say it because I'm the person that sits in the audience at these concerts and gets distracted because somebody's in the back row and thinks that they're invisible. Okay? And it's really when everybody's focused, the one person that's fiddling, going on to the next page, very distracting. So you don't want to be, let's not do that. Let's have one accord, focused, sending the music out, all of us, orchestra and chorus. All together, unified. Yes.
Thank you.
nice singing, very nice. Singing an F natural, and then you sing half step down. Okay, so can we play, Susan, please, the second system? Whichever one works for you, it's one of those, maybe both, but please write it in so that you're not just, okay, so it's loud now. There has to be some emotional, I mean, loud can be joy, loud can be a lot of things, but we want to get the terror of the flames on people's skin, okay? All right, same spot, last two at the top. things in so that the next time we come to it, we don't have the same mistake. All right, let's go back just because we've not gone over that so much. This is back at page 55. So when I did the, that's when the quality of it changed. That's why I want you, please, write the word in the first bar of the Piumoso, because you have to do that on your own in the concert and know that that's, it's that transition. Last two bars at the top. Sang an R, and I want you to write the D in. Good. All right. So, how about one after H? And. Good. This is a nice song, not nice sound. And so I want you to feel martial here. Boom, 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 boom. It's the only time sopranos will get to sing a baritone solo. So give it the richest quality you possibly can. All right, so here we are. This is two bars, the last bar at the top of 61. And, because that is why at letter K you cannot sing loud, because you have nowhere to go. have a seat. Let's go back to page 61, and let's keep this sempre piano and dolce. If you start singing mezzo forte here, you've got no gas. I want it to be intense, just not loud. Okay, so here we go. This is the last bar at the top of 61 again. And... Let's go back again because people still have the tendency to want to sing it loud. Supported is not loud. Intense is different than loud. Okay, so I want it to be intense and rich and soft. Okay, last part at the top of 61. And... whatever note you need to, don't get too loud, or whatever you need to in your music, because I would not promise that, you know, when the orchestral conductor comes, when Brian comes, that he'll remind you of all that. But it's all written in your music. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And then when we got to the double forte, woo! Powerful, and not too loud for you to sing beautifully. And that's exactly what we want. To have that amplitude of dynamics, but always as beautiful as you possibly can. So very nice. How about we start right there at the bottom of 64, the Dumbeanetes. And go. Shame to hear all that nice nay. Yeah. I want to go back for one T. That's on page 63. Put the T on beat two, please. Two of four. I'm not second quarter note. Yay. Going on. If you're singing, please stand. Okay, and really, truly, I cannot tell you how different your singing and the tone will be when you breathe for at least a beat and a half before you sing. I promise you, it will calm your body down. You'll be more grounded in your tone. And you'll just basically enjoy life more. System. Shape on table. One T, please. One more time. And sopranos, you all of you can sing a B4, which is a fifth above everything in here. So this is not high. It's low.
It's quite.
Oh, actually. Can you give me a B natural? Okay, so we're going to sing the beginning of the piece, but we're going to start on that note. But you're going to look at this music. Here you go. And, sometimes. You want to practice in that way so you understand where this really is. It is low, 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 low. It might be high for the second altos, but it's not high for you. Okay, here we go. And watch the rhythm. That thing at the top of 68 is still wrong. take some time to look at the those male entries. Have a seat, please. The Polovetsian dances, please. Stay mixed up, yeah. That the foray is the second half, if there's a break in the concert, and that this will be early. But I don't know. From the very tippy-tippy top. Thank you. time it takes. So right there at 6. And
you
where you just stopped.
Ye both heaven, sun, earth.
right now, this very second, I want you to write in a number in each of the bars from the last one of page 38. Write a number in there so you know how many measures there are of rest. Two con, con, chop. Two, three, four. Praise con, con. Because I saw you, and I wasn't going to give you a cue. It's like, and then people were like in the third bar, oh God, where are we? So write the number in. All right, good. Very nice work. This is the time for announcements. We are going to work on the Glendo following the break for those of you who are not able to do that concert. So, are there announcements?
There are.
Very well. Nice work, everybody.
Hello, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Monique Stevenson. I'm a member of the board. And I wanted to talk to you tonight about tickets for our two upcoming concerts. The Foray in Borodine, of course, is on Sunday, November 13th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, with the Oakland Youth Orchestra. Very fine group. And we are obliged to sell tickets for that concert. Now, the only way we get any revenue from that concert is through our ticket sales. So it's extremely important that we sell tickets. And we are asking everyone to sell at least four tickets or manage the cost of four tickets for that concert. And if we all do that, we'll come out really nice. Right, Dave?
You bet.
Come out really good. Okay. other concert is the following Friday. It is with the Oakland East Bay Symphony. And we do not sell tickets for that concert, but we encourage, of course, everyone to bring your friends and family. It is the opening concert of the symphony season, and this is one of the first times in a long time I think we've sung on the, am I lying? That we're being on the first concert of the season, and it's a great privilege for us to present this new work at that time. There are some questions about the venue for the OIO concert. And what I want to do is to address it up front so that we don't have any concerns and buzz and stuff and people being concerned about it. It is at the Allen Baptist,
Allen
Temple Baptist Church. And that is at 85th and International Boulevard in Oakland. International Boulevard is not the most wonderful street in the world. That part of town is not always the best part of the city. However, this temple has been there for many years and has a huge congregation. The church takes up a very big piece of geography there. It's a very dominant force in that particular area. And the Oakland Youth Orchestra has done their opening concert there for about 5 or 6 years now. And Michael is very excited about having us working in that space for many reasons. There have never been any incidents of any sort. There's never been any car break-ins. So I think we can go there without fear. I know it's an area of town we don't normally go to, so it's strange to us. But I think we can be assured that everything is going to be fine. There is a huge parking lot, fairly sized, good parking lot, right, connected to the church. There is security before, during, and after the concert. There's also a second parking lot, which is going to be made available to us. Again, it'll be secured before, during, and after the concert. So are there any questions about the tickets? David Goldberg, right here, will start selling tickets next week.
No, he won't, because he won't be here next week because of a holiday.
Tickets will be available
tickets
to be,
will be
sold
available
next week, whoever sells them. And they are $12 for adults, $8 for students and seniors. And question.
Are you saying that it's only pre-sale money that the chorus gets?
Yes.
Out of the door?
Yes, let me go ahead and mention that. That is in the notes. All the tickets that we sell pre-sale, the revenue comes to us. Any tickets that are sold at the door, we split with OYO.
Okay.
So it's very important for us to sell ahead of time so that we get all the revenue. Not that we don't want them to make money too, but I mean we want to make we want to make money. It's in the notes. It's 12 and 8.
Okay. Is there a flyer or poster? I like to hand out little posters.
You know, Dave, is there going to be a poster? I didn't get to ask Barb
about
that.
We've been working on it.
Okay.
There
will be a poster.
Will be eventually, yes.
Okay. In the past concerts there in that venue, OYO has had about 600 or 650 people attend. I believe it holds 1,200, however. And we did sing there, it's been a long time, it was back when Tony was first with us, we did a concert there. So we haven't been there for a long time, but we have been hosted there before. So any other questions?
Just for section leaders to give me these sign-up sheets if you have them in your possession.
And if I could see Wendy and Linda and Tanya briefly at the break.
The cups have all been washed and so some names washed off. There's a write on anything pen there. You'll have to share. Please, I brought new cups. There should be a lot of cups. Write a name on it, not newspaper. And
so are you saying if anyone has cups they don't want anymore and they want to donate them, that'd be a good idea?
Well, let's wait and see how many more.
Okay.
I just wanted to add one little plug for tickets for the OYO concert. It is the perfect time for if you know any kids who are aspiring musicians or like music, it's very wonderful for them to go even to hear the orchestra. Yes, we will be great, but we're adults. I mean, and we're adults, but the kids, the young people are really wonderful.
OYO.
So, yeah.
Just to add to what Linda said, if you know friends who have small kids who are musical, this is a great way to get them involved. In fact, I've gotten some friends involved just that way, and now I don't have to go to them for tickets. They come to me at the beginning of the season and say, "Let me know when." And so it's really a great way of getting kids involved.
Now when you twist your necks and look at me, this is the sign-up sheet. There are three of them over here for the Messiah sing-along. I'm going to leave them out about 3 weeks. The money, should you sign up, is due no later than the 28th of this month. All right? Thank you. Observe.
Yeah.
I have a special opportunity for the chorus. I have two tickets to the San Francisco Opera production of Norma on October 29th, which I am donating to the chorus for the highest bidder. These tickets are in the second row of the balcony circle, and it's a really nice sort of bird's eye view to see just about everything. And Norma is supposed to be a great production. I'm going to be out of town, and I can't use these. The tickets are worth $87 each, and so if anybody is interested in that, please wave a hand, and the bidding will start at $87 for the two of them. Right here, $87.
We have a hand in the back.
$100
each.
$200.
Wow.
As well.
Okay, and Wendy St. John has them, so see, either of us will be walking around juggling them.
One more thing, please, before people go.
Oh, okay. I've been asked to say this has been said before, but if any of you have a chance to listen to any portion of the rehearsals on the computer, I got to tell you guys, it is incredible. It's a wonderful learning experience. You hear everything. You hear things that I heard things that I'd never heard before, like different intonations, different mumblings, lots of wonderful things. It's an incredible way to re- course, what we get here. So thank you for doing it, too.
We need to take our break.
I got a quick request. If anybody knows where to get a copy of a short choral piece called Alleluia by William David Brown, please let me know. The bank borrow copies for you. Bye.
On this 30 years in
I would try.
something I should mention to you. These mics have some features that might help and might hurt. So you see, there's various switches and dials here. So it's got a 10 dB filter in it, and we're recording all of this. So, oh well. And it's also got a low pass filter on the other side here, a low end filter. Basically shifts out 200 hertz below.
Okay.
So it turns out that
are they all on?
Yep.
The other cool thing about this is actually the microphone's response curve. You can make it do spherical, which is what I haven't set to by the default of the area, or set up as a cardioid or figure eight response. So what cardioid means is that it listens really well over here and really badly over here. So, but we want to make it spherical. The point is that you might accidentally whack it, so just check those settings when you set them.
Okay.
Oh, I see. It's got the three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just have to make sure it's set like this.
Yeah.
And is this one set the same way?
Obviously. It's
I sure hope so.
Yes. Yes. Oh, oh.
But I don't think it is. Oh,
well, that's got the 10 dB filter. Ah, that explains why we didn't break up the gain over there.
Yeah. When you switch that, is it going to mess it up?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Check it out.
Yes. So now what did I change?
There's a lindo. So in case you didn't know, the poet will be reading her poetry. Whenever you see, for instance, on the first page, the spoken bits, that's she's reading poetry, and I actually have the text if you're ever interested in taking a look at that. It's pretty long, so I wouldn't just copy it all. A lot of it you have because it's the songs that the soloists sing, but interesting stuff. Okay, so why don't we start at the very beginning? I brought a boombox. Hopefully it's loud enough. And Susan, if you could play with us, but hopefully this thing will keep the time going through. Sometimes it's hard to pick up where the time is, but... 24 bars that we're counting, the time is pretty strict. So when you come in measure 50, don't slow down. Make sure that quarter note pulse is in. We've got like 30 bars to count it out. Okay? All right. So one more time. This is good.
Thank you.
Sopranos in measure 33, you're holding on too long, so you're not ready for stream course flow. Okay, so just be sure that you count, you just keep counting. We're going to go back to the beginning again. This is good.
Four pulse.
fast in the first bar there. Good. Make sure you're counting measure 148. That's the Middle Eastern tango. For you, were you able to put tracks in this thing, or is it just
I haven't made an attempt to do so, but it should, but there isn't anything technically impossible about it.
Okay, it would be so cool to have at least one track CD.
Okay.
So
I've actually ordered a copy of Finale that the store originally came from, so that should make moving around a little easier.
Cool.
I spoke to Michael recently, you know, socially, and I said, my God, the Galindo is going to be a little strange for chorus people. Yeah. He says, oh my God, I better look at it. They don't. They just audition the composer. And the composer can bring in whatever.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Here we are. Okay, so let's go back to this. Let's try the trio once again. This is the pickup where the chorus whisper begins. This is page 10, pickup to the second system. Is Linda here? OK. Okay, so is that a G? Here we go. One, two, three. My faith I'm crying, I wish for peace. Okay, so the thing about the whisper is that you can't put the consonant in too early. Okay? Okay, you have to sustain the vowel sounds too. Same thing. One, two, three.
My faith I'll cry, I wish for peace, for
so, but do you see? But, it's like a triplet. Just written crazy. And but do you see? But do you see? It's on right on. And but do you see? My heart's all dies. Sing your part. Top voice, sing your part. So here's the E. One, two, three, four. Okay, so now we're going to back up and make the transition from the pickup to 74. Can you play the cello bit in bar one? Because it just happens for two measures. Just a little bit. I think I might have taken that to space. So R strong. It happens, yeah. So my hands are strong. It's weird, it's written weird, but okay, so one more time. Everybody getting their pitch? Middle voices?
Strong,
make a special separate time to do the trio. Let's get to page 28, please. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to do 28. We're going to get our pitches for measures 7 and 8. And then we're going to go back to measure 15 and make the transition over. Okay? All right. All right. So here we are on page 28. This is measure 6. And here's the E natural. So, can I hear the bass? The min's note on the bottom. Yes, yeah, and it is a quarter note. You're right. Thank you. And then, so let me hear the low women's note. The middle one. And then the top. Okay, good. So, now we're not going to play your notes this time. We're just going to play the E natural. Go home. And so now here's the chord. Hold it first, though. Good. All right. So now let's do it in you knowing that it's just held for one quarter note. So stride, glide. And then we're going to go over to the next thing. So let's sing. Here's the E natural. So one quarter note, stride.
Stride.
And glide.
Glide.
And then measure 10, turn the page. So you have to be sure that you're singing D natural. So now let's go to measure 5 and do it in sequence. This is page 28, the fifth measure. And so it's in 2. Here we go. One more time. 1 and 2. Measure 5. 6. Okay, one more time. 15. 1, 2, 3. two of two. Right? So make sure, as speakers, and this is for everybody, that you're making strike marks so you know which beat everything comes on. Okay, let's go back and do that that bit one more time. Measure page 26. This is good. Two, three. Go back to 48. 48. And basses, you're given your note, right? Sopranos, high for sopranos, you're given your note. Okay, so this is 48. And one. Talk this through tenors and baritones. Please. Tenors and baritones, just the words, but in time. One and two and. Yes, you have to. You came in on the second quarter note, but you had to come in on the second eighth note. One and two and. Right. We are dreams and prayers. So the and comes on an awkward beat. Okay, one more time. One and two and.
We are dreams and prayers.
So where do you cut off? Correct. And so a lot of people are cutting off, sort of drifting. Okay, so let's count this time. Tenors and baritones. One and two and.
We are dreams and prayers.
Good. One more time, exactly that. Yes, Steve.
What would you like to bow for yours?
Prayer. Go to the schwa, prayer. No R. Prayers. The R comes at the very end.
Okay,
here we go. One more time speaking. One and two and.
We We are dreams and prayers.
Somebody's still trying to say err, say eh, pray, kind of How do you say the word T-H-E?
The vowel.
That vowel. Prayers. And then the R at the very end. All right, so second sopranos and altos measure 53. One, and speaking. So do measure 54. But put the B on the beat. One, and two, and. And where do you cut off? Okay, so, okay, all right. So keep counting. Same thing. Measure 54, put the B on the beat. One, and two, and. All right, so now speaking from 53 and cut off at the right spot. Same voices. And. We have to start together. I give you a whole measure of prep. Okay, so here we go. One and two and. But you know where it comes, right? Before. Well, put the bit on the downbeat again, just so you feel where it is. You were just practicing. One and two. And. Okay, one more time, exactly that. Breathe a little earlier. One and breathe. Good. So now take the second bit out, since you know where the is. One and two and. Good. And cut off where you're supposed to. It's in two, right? All right, so now let's link second sopranos and altos with tenors and baritones. One and two and. Same voices. One and two and.
We have shared these streets before.
Okay, so that wasn't quite right, right? But you know what? You know how to fix it. One and two and.
We have shared these streets before.
So you cannot breathe on beat one. You must breathe in bar 53, gentlemen. And I'm looking at you doing this. And it's gone. It's already gone. All right, so here we are. Breathe when they say these. One and two and.
We have shared these streets before.
Good. All right. So now, can I have measure 52, but not yet basses? We're adding in first sopranos. Okay. Here we go. Everybody, I know it's the last little bit, but let's focus in, okay? This is good work. Measure 52. And 52 and 2. Don't fall asleep. Here we go. That was nice. Here's 52. And one and two. Yeah. So second sopranos and altos, put an accent on your first word. You're kind of sneaking in there. And so we need to hear you enter. Yes, Susan.
Do we do the B?
Yes.
Huh? First soprano before four. Do we come down to B?
B.
You're still holding it.
You hold E flat.
Hold all the way.
Are you in the first soprano?
Yeah.
Which note are you singing? You're singing the G?
Uh-huh.
All you do is say we.
Yeah. Oh, that's all the way to the R?
Mm-hmm. Till you sing in bar 53, and then that's it.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Got it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 52. Yes.
Is that E flat also first sopranos?
Yes.
The altos on that first beat. It looks like there's something missing.
Altos sing the F. So Second sopranos and altos sing all of that bar. Yeah, I know, it's kind of crunchy in there, isn't it? But you both voices sing the F natural, and then it splits. Okay? All right, so here we are still speaking, 52. One and two. Good. Now, let's hold it. Basses add in. 52. And, good. So let's do the flesh of the and. So it's put a dash between in and just. Injustice. The flesh of injustice, comma, despair, and more. One and two and good. Tenors, let me hear your part. We Are Dreams. Just the tenor. One and two and one. On and we are dreams and prayers. One and two and
we are dreams and prayers.
Adding the baritones in there. One and two and
we are dreams and prayers.
Everybody, you don't see us. One and two and
you don't see us.
Second sopranos and altos, what's your first note? That's an E flat, isn't it? Where's an F? There, the first note? Yes. Okay, so you can see that the first sopranos split, sing the E flat and G. So you hear this? Yada, we have shared. Okay, here we go. And not only that, but you've been hearing this G going along. Right? Here we go. 52 basses. And, page 26, and let's do this whole bit, and then we can go. Lovely, lovely, lovely work. Can you stand, please? 26. The last bar. Two, three. Measure five, measure six. One.
And he's going to
Before 2, 2, 1. And 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 2, 4, 2, 5, 2, 1. Olivia. Here's blah 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 blah. Measure 48. 1, 4, 49.